and welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. This show isn't for dictators or persons who are politically correct, or viewers, listeners' discretion is advised.
Fucking libraries. Honestly, I don't know what it is, but I have flashbacks, and they don't really don't really occur with books. They occur with things such as War and Peace and Ulysses and getting beaten up by old authors. I mean, Pinkwood, why in the world do we have libraries to begin with? Driz, why do we have libraries to begin with? What is going on?
We need libraries so that we can all read and expand our minds and our thinking.
Okay, right.
There's a reason why libraries were built and created, obviously.
Right.
Isn't libraries also meant to discover more? Not just be a place of
discovering or what?
Discovering. Not
learning?
It's as a creative space and also a place to learn discover.
That's what I thought. I thought learning. Places of higher education. Places of liberal escapism. Places of watching movies and getting away with shit. Places of other things. Never did I think this. I mean, the fact is that really what is going on is that they're now being turned into recreation centers.
But isn't retro gaming a thing, Red Hood?
No. Okay.
But isn't
right.
gaming and having retro gaming a place to have? Isn't that now a thing? Aren't there conventions about gaming? So if someone has never experienced like Nintendo DS or Super Nintendo, wouldn't they also be intrigued by the nostalgia factors?
I mean, the
now that you're
factor,
not into that, right, Hood?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. I'm into it, kind of. Listen, I was an old Xboxer. I was an old NDSer. I'm an old Sega Genesiser, right?
Right.
But learning is learning. I mean, I guess people are saying learning is really learning, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Look.
Learning is learning, and reading fundamental, folks.
Reading fundamental, right? The more you know, yes, no, this isn't a paid gig for NBC. But, you know, at the same time, really, folks, do we have to advertise it? Do we have to spell it out for you? Look, libraries are now getting into the act because of the fact that it's going to the dogs, ladies and gentlemen.
But to be fair, did you just grow up in a house where you just didn't game or really not? Or just be in a house where you had to do grown-up thing shit and...
I mean, sure, I guess.
So
you
would rather not have a fun place to learn and explore?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I'd love to have a fun place, but listen, if they put
Right.
Classics like Charles Dickens as a video game. That was
over to Hot Red Hood.
What?
Are you that fuddy-duddy, or are you trying to be that old fuddy-duddy who yelled at you, or are you just trying to be that
old fuddy-duddy that yelled at me? The old fuddy-duddy that yelled at me. Who are you talking about?
A librarian? The librarian? Or...
Oh, yes, the librarian that, the librarian that headed me off and whacked me over the head with these lessons when I was six? Yes. I'm speaking to that librarian. You have it coming to you. I'm 28 years old. I'm going to kick your butt with the same treatment. Now,
right.
Who
right.
is, I mean, 28 years old. Listen.
Yes,
people would say, I know better. But I'm going to say this. I have a Mars bar in hand, and I'm not afraid to eat it and use it. And use it. Really use it. Because if I had a Mars bar in a sock,
right.
Really, the only thing is, the best thing about being 28
right.
is that I can still get into shit.
Oh, yes. And that's...
And they don't care.
Right.
You know, the reality is that if Greenwood was here right now, he'd be agreeing with me.
Oh,
that,
yes. And also
you know,
Johnny as well.
He'd be,
Johnny,
agreeing up a storm.
Listen, he'd be agreeing up a storm, and the storm basically say, yeah, we're fine. It's fine. Listen, it's not. It is not the thing where it did not. I mean, look, fact is that everybody has more of a more of a shot at literacy through video games. I'm not
right.
You know,
especially the classics. It really shows the beauty of technology.
I mean, the beauty of technology, yes. The beauty of technology, yes. The beauty of you being smacked by Ulysses, no.
Right. But when... And be smacked by Ulysses Grant, not the best idea.
What about smacked by Dickens? At least you'd learn something about the fall. If you're reading all of a twist, yeah, you can apply it to the Hood theory.
And yet, there's... Everyone
I mean,
seems
Pinkwood,
to...
really.
You're
right.
I don't think so, Redhead. I think
if
you're missing out on a rather... you're missing out
what
on...
What am I... Okay, Driz, back me up here. What am I missing out on? What
you're
am I missing out on?
You're not really missing out on anything. You're not missing out on the fact that libraries have transitioned from being just libraries to becoming local hangouts.
Right.
You see all sorts of buildings and stores and offices being put up there. Even hospitals. Like, hospitals have taken the place of libraries.
No. Hospitals are a different matter completely. I think.
Well, I mean, there are places in the United States where libraries have shut down due to lack of funding, and hospitals have taken over tiny neighborhoods. I mean, it's a great asset. Don't get me wrong. It's a great asset to people that need urgent care.
And also, your libraries also help those who actually don't have the access to certain things like books, and showing them older technologies like games, which has now become more popular over the years.
Nintendo games.
It does
every
revolution
of
Nintendo technology.
Games. And then you see all these kids playing those handheld games, those handheld Nintendo and Sony games.
Yeah. It also gives them a place, especially depending on which areas they're in, that they have a safe space as well.
How do they save space? What?
How do they have a safe space? By going to these libraries?
No, I thought you said save space.
No, I said safe. Redhead. Like,
space.
Safe.
I think you said safe space.
It said
yeah.
Safe space. Yes. Like a safe
yeah,
space.
I heard it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Right. Sorry. I mean, honestly.
It does lead to more opportunities.
Okay, right. But then,
for
but
development.
Then also, we got book nerds versus bullying. The video game nerds. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not fair.
Video game nerds. I am a secret video game nerd. I like myself around
video
games. I'm
going to
just play video games.
You're a secret video game nerd?
Video game nerd. I collect video games.
First,
the old racing car games, and I'll just start racing until my fingers want to fall off and drop.
Right.
Well,
thank you, Nintendo.
Okay,
ha!
Yeah,
that.
That's true.
And so now, thank you, Nintendo Wii, for making me the way I am.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the fact is that, you know, if they did Ulysses, I think they have. It's called Battlefield. Oh, wait. No, it's called.
Right.
It's called Battlefield, but it's also. What do we call it? It's called most World War II games.
Or don't you mean like Call of Duty, that big game?
That's what I mean for it. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. I mean, look. I'm a secret. I'm a secret iPhone user with games. You know,
right.
I say that.
Well, I mean,
you
everybody
know?
Has iPhone, so.
Yeah, the.
I mean, it depends on how many games you have. Because if you have more than 30 games on your phone, you're a real. Video game addict. iPhone game addict.
iPhone game addict. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, really, you know,
and yeah, gamers get a bad rap, too, when there's a lot that goes into each game as well.
Yeah, a lot of research, but people people don't realize how much research goes into it, but also how much shit goes into each game, you know?
Right.
Especially Call of Duty ones.
Oh, yeah.
You play that game, you feel like you're in an actual movie.
Right.
It's like you're in Scarface or something, or right. You're taking part in the, you know, one of those crime movies.
Right.
Al Pacino and Scarface. Those types of movies.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, that's the thing. Right. That's the thing. When all this research goes in there, it makes it more historical accurate, and it makes it embarrassingly real. Embarrassingly real. Like, you've actually lived it.
Right. Quite telling.
Which is quite telling, you know. Gets rather interesting, you know. I mean, book nerds and video game nerds
can get along, I at least think.
Can get along. It's a matter of, do they want to get along?
Right.
You know?
They want to get along. That's the real question.
If they want to get along, then, yeah, I'm sure they could.
Right. And the more, and also having the ability to actually get along will only make things more, will actually show that people can also develop different interests as well. And it's not just one thing. It could be reading, and then,
I mean, listen, you combine the best things in a library and, you know, giving your stuff to others, brilliant. Giving the circumstance of libraries and entertainment, even better. You know what I mean? Given that, even more brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the end, I guess I missed the boat. That kind of thing. You know. But yeah, I mean, let's move on. And with that, we go to Ghana. And Pinkwood, what is going on in Ghana?
Children with different abilities will be included in within the schools within Ghana, which they are now making a deputy gender minister is now pushing to have the country's population to give persons with disabilities living in rural areas more accessibility schools, and they're trying to provide a disability-friendly learning environment, and which is amazing.
The fact is that in rural areas, you know, they are used to calling it special schools for persons with disabilities.
Right.
They just don't call it. And the state of special schools is that you know,
Red Hood?
The thing is that it's special schools. Special schools in Ghana are not that different from special schools in the United States or anywhere else.
Right.
There are schools in Ghana that do lack basic resources.
They lack the resources.
Right.
Yeah, they lack basic resources like electricity, updated equipment, especially computer equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But in recent years, they've received a lot of help from foreign governments. From America,
right.
From UK, Canada, to help them, you know, just be aware of children that have disabilities, that children can also get their education.
Yeah.
Disabled children.
Right.
I mean,
be more specific.
Right.
The thing is that when it comes to, you know, this podcast and supporting the rights of, you know, other countries, and I'm fully in support of this because of the fact that in Ghana, laws are more stricter, and for people with disabilities, they go, oh yeah, you go to special school, which means to a person who doesn't know a person with disabilities,
it's a foreign concept.
You took a word right out of my mouth. It's a foreign concept, and it is one of those things that it's similar to going, like, to a private school, you know, or what they would call uni, or what they would call upper school, or there are tons of euphemisms for it, you know.
Right.
As long as they're not controlled by a dictator, you're good, you know. The other way of thinking of it is that they're getting the tools that they need, you know, rather than not getting the tools.
Right.
And thinking that they are safe. I don't know if safe is a word, but and it's more modernized. You know, it's like,
right,
we don't have to do this anymore. Thank you. And the fact is, in 2014, a reported 3% of the country's population had one form of a disability or another. And it's also reported that existed in rural areas and then in urban areas. So, really, the fact is National Children's Day and the theme of Leave No Child Behind for Ghana's development of rights with people with disabilities is much the same as what is like World Autism Day in the States.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And based upon these figures, the Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, the Tornum Amphiphor, indicated that the, which is the Deputy Prime Minister, or the Deputy Gender, Children and Social Protective Minister, indicated that the government's resolve was that to make sure every child in Ghana gains access to education.
And that,
irrespective
that,
of the circumstances.
That needs to be celebrated because they're doing the prop, they're taking the steps to make it accessible.
But also,
and
the fact, yeah, the fact is that most, the dialogue that was put together by the Department of Children under the auspices of the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection tackled the implications of the inclusive education policy for children with disabilities, which brought together representatives from various social groups such as NGOs, such as Ghana Blind Union, Shared Care Ghana, and Inclusion Ghana. So all Ghanaese are NGOs, which is roughly supported by the UN. So
right.
If you have time, go to the UN UNICEF Fund and do that and support that.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that there's no need to call them special schools anymore. They're
no.
Schools. You know.
Schools.
Yeah, just schools. And the other thing is that really the inclusivity needs to be there and addressing
yes,
the plight
right.
of children with disabilities, including the addressing of different needs. If there is any links or into that, they will be available on our Facebook.
Yes. And also on our website as well.
And our website. But if you don't have time to go to the Facebook or the website, go to the Facebook and it will be on there as well, the episode that it was featured in, tonight's episode.
Yes.
The best thing about UNICEF and the UN is that they do this, and the better part is that you know, people realize it, and this is under about 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, so
general,
it's very recent.
So
it's a recent,
it's extremely recent. You know, next time they have an inclusivity policy or a meeting like this, we'll try to let you know.
Yes.
And if they don't, we'll put it out, you know, Twitter and our social medias and all social networks and all that. And so you get the update stuff.
Yes. And there's so much, the progress that is being put out there. It has to be championed because
everything has to be championed, Pink Cookie.
Right. Obviously.
Everything has to be championed.
Obviously.
You know, the fact is
obviously.
That this took place, this event took place in August. And
yeah.
It's now the end of September. So that was last month, at the last week of the last month. So, you know, we understand where this listening in Ghana. We got your back. You know, also the other thing is that, you know, No Child Left Behind was a copy over from the Bush administration and the Obama administration. So I wonder if they took it from that or something else. Something
whatever
else,
the
know.
Case might be. There, this leaves room for so many opportunities to come about as well. For more growth, especially in Ghana and also other countries that may not be as advanced as well.
the fact is that also, if you hook up with different NGOs, the UN has a whole, there are NGOs all over the world. But the other thing is that the NGOs are non-government organizations, so they're very small.
Right.
You know, if you go and search this, right, search it up and search it up. Thing is that if you search it up, then, and you say, yeah, I want to join them, just read their mission statement first.
Yeah.
Read the mission statement and then take it what you will.
Right.
You know? That's what we recommend.
Yes.
Because we have no contact with the NGO itself.
Right.
But we're reporting on it, you know. Yeah. So,
right.
And these NGOs, all of them need your help.
This is no small feat.
Needed at all costs.
No. It's no small feat. It's also.
And the more time that you don't even look into it, what is the possibility of, well, something going wrong?
Well, the fact is that the other fact is that when it comes down to it, it comes down to many other NGOs banding together, and that's what this is about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When you band together,
right,
is the best.
Right.
You know?
More opportunities, the more growth, the better off many people will be.
Exactly.
And the growth is pretty key, is pretty much needed before anything else could actually go on and be productive.
I mean, that is the thing. Yeah, you know, NGOs need to happen for this world to run, you know.
Oh yeah.
And so yes. And now on to, well, onto the classroom.
Oh, yes.
Onto the classroom. Right. I know. Right. The fact is that today we will be learning how to not be tracked on Facebook. Why do you say not being tracked? Because safe search is not enough, and turning on also safe search is, well, one of those things that I have. My business cards are at the front of the desk, and anybody can claim them as soon as the class is finished. Right. So, one thing about security. We all love it. We all think that it's a fantastic idea, mainly in our homes, on our computers. It's the most widely used thing. If we didn't have keys, how would that be secure? That goes for doors. The other thing is that I wasn't hired directly by Google, but there is are people upstairs working who are currently known that I am in the building. And there are two types of security, which I have already briefly just covered, which is personal and... Excuse me, hold on a second. Yes, hello? No. They were real. I know. No, I know. Bert and Mert came as a trio. Yes, I know. No. I think. No. Yes? No. Yes, I realize that. I know you're angry. I can't pay you in my... Hello? No. I can't pay you in dividends and cheese. Look at your cheese. No, I know. But due to budget restrictions, I have to sign for another call. No, I know. But fact is that you know that how the tripwires, that there are tripwires. You know John Oliver's searching for you, don't you? No. I know. Can you please calm down? I got you. Oh my god. All right. Anyway, like what I was saying that you had two little things. And there are also two people who are observing this course. Do those people have any questions that they want answered? Anything at all? Okay. No questions?
Aren't you forgetting about notes or post-its or...
No. Notes. Right. No. The notes were emailed you, weren't they? Were they? Yes, I did. Yeah, I emailed all of you the notes ahead of time, so you should have the notes, yeah?
Wait, are you sure we don't need pens or paper?
No. You don't need pens. Why would you need pens to be secure in this world? Unless you want to light your way out of a pickle.
Oh, very true. True. But doesn't it make it difficult when you're not wanting to be found and then there's technology that could work against that?
No, there's no technology that can work against that. I mean, the fact is that... What? Just because Google said it was tracking you doesn't mean it's playing Big Brother. You know what I mean? I mean, playing Big Brother. You know, and playing Big Brother as the fact that I'm not... Hello? Yeah, anyway, saying Big Brother does not mean that really that it's not sensitive information. You know, at the time, they're not checking your Facebook. They're trying not to check your Facebook. And also, they're not trying to ruin you. You know?
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing. I guess somebody left the class. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. It seems to be that case.
Right. I guess I'm not going to get any good evals this year. I mean, the other thing is
what?
The other thing is that about...
So what happens to...
I mean, the other thing about security...
I found a bunch of post-it notes.
Post-it notes? What do you mean post-it notes? The fact is,
I saw the post.
And what did they say exactly?
I saw something about a guy who liked eating cockroaches with a sandwich. I don't know.
A bit disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm kind of like the guy who stole violins and is trying to help people not get caught.
Sorry. Excuse me. I'm the person who played with Yo-Yo Ma. I don't steal violins. I play with violins. Yeah, I play with violins. I don't steal violins. What are you talking about?
Okay. Sure, I'd had. Or whatever your name is.
All right. So anyway, fact is that I am supposed to have every, security is very expensive, and security is very expensive.
Right.
And technology is very expensive. So
obviously.
Passwords are extremely expensive. Passwords
are very expensive.
Wait, who is that? Who's that? Who's knocking on the door?
Hello? Yeah?
Hello?
Okay, right. I'm sorry, the class is over. Look, I need to go. Right. And my special friends, the mice, are trying to, I think they want the cheese. Yeah. So, give me 1 second. Hold on. I mean, yes, and the fact is that I think they want their cheese. Yeah, hello, give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Hold on. Yes? Hello? Yes. I understand. I know. Were you in the rescue? No, I mean, were you done in by that evening? No, I know you want your Jackmeister. You're going to get your Jackmeister. It's just on the great shipment. No. Yes, I know. Animal rights activists have. I know you have your rights. No, I know that it's not supposed to. You're not supposed to be. Hello? No, I know. You were enchanted. I know. Mice to go to? No, I know. Here, I'm sorry. Here's 1,000 pounds of cheese. Yes, no, okay, right. I will only give you the cheese if you stop munching through the wires. So you're not going to stop munching through the wires? Was a yes or a no? No. I know. I've heard you. Anyway, right. This ends this here lesson on security. Thank you for Google and the people upstairs and the mice who kept interrupting. I really appreciate it. Sorry?
I said those darn mice.
Yeah.
Oh God. Anyway, I didn't.
You're going to that, and yet, going from Google and mice. Now we're going to... Now here's a thought. What about accurate portrayals of characters in plays and also in... In different media, in different films and film and TV. How many characters do we know who have been painted as hopeless and villains all because of their a different ability?
I mean, different ability, yes. But also,
and there's been so many people that have been looked down on.
Oh, yeah.
So many people, like students, even people in the corporate world, due to their disability.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do this, so I'm going to have to place you in a lower position so that we can accommodate your needs. No, that's not accommodating your needs. That's just putting the person down.
Yeah.
And making them feel like they're not mattered. Like, they don't matter in society.
And it's horrible. It's something when we could see a female playwright stepping up and putting herself out there to focus on accurate portrayals of characters in the UK that ultimately is painting those are different abilities as with a very realistic approach. Realistic, and it doesn't dehumanize those are different abilities as well. It's actually very progressive.
Yes, it's progressive in a way that allows the person who has a disability to be able to work and feel comfortable in an environment where everyone else shares the same mutual talent as a disabled person.
Right.
And we've met some amazing people due to our own interactions, Redhead, that we can attest. Or at least...
Yeah.
But we know some people who have really show that it's not just a... We are more than a label. We are more than what people think of us as. And it's about time for there to be change, even in film and TV, other than two shows that are on TV currently about... Three series about disabilities. And there are some mainstream shows that don't even cast persons with different abilities. So how...
It's very rare for those TV shows to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
For the networks to allow a show with a person who has a disability lead the way, like have a lead role.
So, but villainizing... those are different abilities isn't exactly acceptable as well. It's far from
not acceptable, but it's also it's not acceptable, but it's also not...
It's unacceptable.
It's not acceptable.
I know.
But also is that when you throw people who don't have mental illness or disabilities in roles, you're basically just feeding into the stereotype.
Yeah. And it's basically a way they're committing ableism. If you
right.
like it or
right.
not. So people don't like hearing it. Well,
people don't like hearing it as much as they don't like hearing it in a way.
Even though it's put out there and ableism isn't very much alive and well, when everyone else has the ability to have accessibility, why limit
right.
one group?
And now,
it really doesn't make any those involved look any better than the what? So make them look any doesn't make them look good either.
No. And the fact is that there's so many other people that when it comes down to it, there's so many playwrights, Greg Modzilla, as we know, the Greek Theatre, which is a British organization, Nimbus Spoon Company Theatre, which is an inclusion theatre breaking through barriers, which is advance the work of actors, writers, and directors with disabilities. The thing is that there is many examples.
Yeah.
Right. More and more and more. Like within last year, there was Amy and the Orphans.
Yeah.
Which is also Andy and the Orphans.
Right.
The fact is that it doesn't take a lot to cast a disabled actor.
Right.
You know, there's the cost of living, which is
a beautiful
piece.
And it also shows the harsh realities of what actually goes on. Without
right.
sugarcoating it, without painting it as, oh, it's fine, it's all well and good, when in fact...
You know, it's not fine.
Right.
It's not fine, and it's not good.
It's far from good.
Right.
And though more and more people could be blissfully unaware... the less likely anyone's going to be doing anything. And the less
right.
likely, how likely is it for people to actually realize that it isn't fair or isn't not portraying people in an accurate way? What you're only leading to people having an opinion that doesn't exactly help people either. You're hindering any growth, any success.
Right.
At that point, those who are who are unwilling to grow and see the benefits.
Not only that they're unwilling to grow, it's that they're unwilling to see that things are what they are, and they have to be changed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Very.
Because the more time people gripe and cause stride, they're prolonging any change. They're prolonging any sort of growth to those who actually want to have that ability to do certain things without having a problem. And also have the ability to just grow and do and with no problems other than wanting to work and do something that they enjoy. And also showing those who aren't actors that they see people on TV as well that are like them, like those with different abilities. It's not,
and the fact that they're not like them basically means that they you know, it's always been the stereotype that it's either you are accused of not being yourself when people say, be yourself, oh, but with many restrictions.
Right.
You know.
And then when people are cast with different abilities that don't have, that aren't disabled, don't have different abilities, that makes a community upset.
You don't know that you're completely and utterly you're completely and utterly.
And I'm sure people could say acting is acting, but
when it comes to just, you know, being able to have a production company that makes a difference or wants to make a difference by hiring somebody to play the lead role of someone that has a disability and someone who actually lives with a disability, then that's completely different. From,
right,
you know, just being a part of the regular show, where a person without a disability can play other roles, you know.
Right.
Or
at times not even be cast, which does happen as well.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exactly make me think anything. Which I look at as, this isn't being productive. When people want to see themselves on TV, want to see themselves on, see someone who represents a community on stage, why hinder that? If it's due to budgetary restrictions, there's still no way you could just ignore what is going on too, and just being so
blasé about it.
Yeah, and just not caring about what. And there are people that enjoy those shows that just wish they could be seen on something, be represented, the more that they're represented, the better off it will be.
Exactly. You know, the more that representation out there in the world, the better off we are as a podcast, the better off we are able to represent them, the better off that, you know, better news we have. And that's the best part. Moving on.
Yes.
So, Facebook. Facebook, oh, what have we done with thee? Fact is that, Zuckerberg, you went on a party tour. Now, what are you doing? Spending the entire group saying, I'm sorry. Now you're going to say to 18 old white men? You know, I mean, pink hood.
Yeah, red hood.
What is your stance on this?
Well, so this isn't the first time Zuckerberg, Facebook has been in the news. It's like 10 times, but who's counting anymore? When, granted, he's doing something good with taking out posts that are discriminatory, but yeah, then again, they're going to rank users' post to deem them credible, to get rid of fake news. Great and all. So if someone's going, hey, I'm having a productive day, let's rate how they're feeling. Well, doesn't that not make any sense? And if they're posting up information directly with no links, isn't that a bit asinine? Doesn't anyone give a shit? And how bad this man
is. It's definitely asinine if you post something without a link.
I don't even know. Yeah. I'm concerned about the links more than what people are posting. And also, if you're going to go through people's links, that also means that, well, if it's a blog, wouldn't blogs have to cite their sources and not just post, garbage?
Well, it does depend. Really? Doesn't it? It does depend on what is, you know, which country. I know in Myanmar they're saying if you have a Facebook account and you're in Myanmar, you can access the information, but don't be risk. You're at risk for being called a terrorist because you have a Facebook, you know, and then they're going to start ranking them. The funny thing is that in Myanmar, they have started ranking them, right? And the dangerous thing here is that there's misinformation there shared in certain countries that can incite undying or yielding pensions that can lead to physical harm offline, which can also lead to hate crimes. So hate crimes, you know, all the world around, especially in Europe and especially in countries. In the United States, too. But, you know, like, the fact is that in a recent interview, Zuckerberg caused controversy after he suggested in it that the company wouldn't remove posts by Holocaust if they weren't getting intentionally wrong. And then later clarified his statements to Ring Code's Kara Swisher by saying that he personally found Holocaust denial deeply offensive and didn't defend the intent of people who denied that. Well, is that a bit different than hiring one programmer to decode language in Maimonides or Urdu? Then hired 8 or 9 people from Facebook to do that? Is that a bit different? And the fact is that then you're also, activists have argued that the for months that Facebook has been used to target ethnic minorities in some countries. I don't know you about you, Drew. What do you think? What is your
My take on this whole Facebook apology? You know, with Zuckerberg, since he runs a huge internet company, he's bound to make mistakes. He's bound to make some mistakes in the process of learning how to avoid them in the future in a way that doesn't affect all of his users. Because with him and his apologies, having to apologize over and over and over again about the Facebook scandal, it's more of a learning experience for him.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, that's my take on this whole I'm sorry, apologies that are going back and forth.
Well, yeah, and the fact is that, like, you know, saying I'm sorry, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. How many times can you hear I'm sorry before it just gets repetitive, like a bad Julius Caesar
speech? It's like
speech.
eating a bad slice of pizza. That's a while you get the deal if you leave it outside next to the refrigerator.
Oh, right.
That covered it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, and the fact is that, you know, when it comes down to it, really, misinformation, the bad part of misinformation, it spreads, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the game of telephone. Instead of the game of telephone, it's something totally different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it gets totally different.
It's telephone to the next level.
It's telephone, then it's something totally different, and then something totally different than that, and then something totally different to that, and then you go, yo. You know,
right.
It gets totally different, and also totally in a thing where it begins to be a bit of a talking head scenario.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know.
I think that when it comes to that, when it comes to the talking head scenario, then comes to talking head scenario, it's none similar than you're a terrorist. No, you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. No, you're a terrorist. Why am I a terrorist? Because I sent some information.
Right.
Why?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've sent some information. What information have you said? I didn't hear from the start. Example.
So, rating. The point of Facebook being the, it's like a dog trying to chase his tail, and trying to figure out what comes next. Because it's.
I mean, it's a bit of that. It's a bit of that, but it's also a gorilla grabbing Fay Wray and saying, "Ooh, wait, this looks really good." But wait, can I chuck it to another country? You know? Can I chuck it to another country? And will that other one catch it? You know? Kind of thing. It is, there's a lot of things that I think, when it really can't, when it really takes it, the cake, is that when it really takes the cake is, is when it will hit Myanmar and things will begin.
Oh yes.
To culminate.
Definitely. Which leaves room for a ton of failure.
Right. And so yeah, I mean, so I guess that is our podcast for tonight. That is our podcast for tonight. We gave
that's
you an hour and a half. And that's all, folks. And we will see you next time. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.